Welcome into another episode of the Deep Thirst Podcast. It's a boy Jam, joined by Paul, bitch ass, and Bear. Let's just get this Eagles game out the way, man. Go ahead.
That's all you had? Some disrespect done, and a little mumble?
You was live and direct for that, Jab, man. Your boy got a picture of you. Man, that's
picture crazy. Is so perfect because it was raining.
Man. Yeah, actually was raining too. I hate that nigga so much, man. Jesus Christ. I'll just quickly get my thoughts off here because I frankly don't have a lot to say. Canales got to be better than that, man. It's just, you know, you can only do so much when you have the worst tight end room in the league and you don't have the guys up front. So he's a very talented team. You had to be perfect, and we were. Mike had a couple of drops. Weather wasn't the greatest, but you got to come down with those of your gold jacket. Defense, you know, we played a great first half, but you can only carry the offense on your back for so long, man. First half stats, it was like 200 yards to like 90 or like 50 or some shit like that. It's just we got asses kicked in every phase of the game, man. What you want me to say, bro? Britton Covey had a fucking 40-yard return, bro. Like, Jesus fucking Christ.
That guy's not a dog?
No.
What? Oh, man.
He's not a dog. Derek Pitt, like, you know, and then, you know, we had a couple injuries. Don't really want to hear. I see Bucks fans saying, oh, Dev had a groin. Jamel left the game. Kansas. I get all that. It's just, we were out of town. They had a talent gap already, man. So
Carlton Davis wasn't stopping the run. I'll just say that.
It's actually crazy. The Eagles have a white safety, a white returner, and they're both decent. Like, man, what is going on?
It was tough to watch, man. But Mike got a one-handed catch, so I'm leaving Tampa with something.
It is cool that you got to see him because this might be his last year. So, you know, that's no troll. Like, that's actually.
Yeah. Yeah. Go Mike Evans somewhere else. Free Mike Evans.
Jeez.
Free Mike, man. Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah, 75% of or 25% of our cap is just dead bunny tied up in Braden and other stuff, too. So, like, you know. It's tough. It's just a tough game to watch, man.
Whew.
Yeah, man. Any positive takeaways?
D. Delaney, you were a solid depth piece. He actually played pretty well. He had a pick and everything. Really athletic, too.
That pick was tough.
It was a tough one. Rondé Barber, shout out to my dog, man, in the Hall of Fame. Glad to see that shit live, too. You know, Ring of Honor ceremony and everything.
So we got the shit on the Brady ceremony and the Rondé ceremony. Who's next?
But did you beat Mahomes in the Super Bowl? Wouldn't matter. No. Anyway, let's see. Any more positives that I can think of on top of my
head? Any more David-like comments you got in the bag right now? I know he's texting you this.
Winfield is a dog.
Is that the one that got leaped by DeAndre Swift?
He was 5'9". Wow. Man. Come on.
DeAndre Swift's 5'9", too. Man.
Oh, another positive. Tampa Bay Raymond James Stadium. It's beautiful, man. Really, really beautiful stadium. That's all I got. Though. Nothing about the game.
Filled with a green.
That's what you end with. The stadium's beautiful. Wow.
The stadium is nice, man. It's tough when, you know, people move down here from the Northeast. They just don't change up the flag, man. It's crazy. I feel like most of the town is Eagles fans. It's ridiculous.
Nah, they just travel well. People don't move to Tampa for real. That's a lie.
I don't believe it, man. Them niggas been here for 10 years, man. Does anybody else go so I don't have to talk about this game anymore?
Oh, yeah. Let me talk. Bucks were the number one run defense in the league coming to this game. I think we were number two. We are definitely number one now. Completely shredded it. That was like the one thing they could you know, lean back on. Completely destroyed that. What we run for 201, I think. That's back-to-back games with over 200 on the ground. I felt like this game was it was only 14 points. It felt much more to me. Like when you out-yarded somebody by 300, you out-possessioned them by 19 minutes. I was happy to see, though, like we won a game like this while not winning the turnover battle. Like sometimes you feel like we kind of got lucky, but it was 2-2 and we did it like this, so that was cool. I seen the improvement I needed to see from Jalen and Brian Johnson together. One of those picks was miscommunication. I forgave Jalen. The other one, you know, he was just trying to let Smitty make a play off of some no-name DB, and the DB made a better play.
D-Lady, I respect him.
Yeah, I never even expected him to make that play. He came out of nowhere on my screen, too, though, so I couldn't even blame too much. I thought Smitty could have made a better play, but he probably didn't know that dude was even there. He thought he was about to get an easy touchdown. Yeah, defense was all right considering, well, your pass defense, but I'm shocked about the run defense. Are you shocked about the run defense?
I'm a little shocked. I worried, like we were talking about this on the pod beforehand. I was a little worried that the game could be lost if you guys found success running the football. And it felt like we were doing all right in the first half. Like, there's still some explosive plays, but for the most part, we were keeping a lid on it. Now, that's probably due to the fact that y'all wanted to get y'all passing game off. But I am a little shocked, but I'm not surprised because when we had our dominant run defense, you know, we had Sue and Will Golston when he could still play, you know, big 320-pound guys who could, you know, you're not just going to run on that wall with it. And now, you know, we went light. We got Mike Green in there, he's 6'3", 290. We got Logan Hall in there, he's 6'6", barely 300 pounds. So, and then, you know, when you have Cassie who's not out there, you need some guys in who are less talented. It's just, you can't go up against the Eagles and be light in the pants. And that's just, you know, we just don't have bodies up front, man. We don't have talent outside of it and Cassie up front.
Other side of the ball, obviously I don't think Baker's some crazy player, but he was playing really well going into this game. So I was proud of how well my defense looked. The defense looked unstoppable. The only time that you got a touchdown was, you know, pretty much garbage time. It was basically garbage time. I don't know if you noticed it. I legitimately think Jalen Carter is the best player on this team. Like, every week in and week out, I feel like he's the best player on this team. It's crazy to say.
It's a play every drive. When it's a play every drive, and I know that, like, to some people that might not seem like, but that's crazy. Like, a play every drive you're popping is nuts.
It's crazy to me because they tweet out like his every snap every week, and there's people that just don't understand the game where they're like, wow, yes, I didn't see anything. It's like, you realize if he's winning his rep every single time, he don't got to get a sack. If he's literally beating his blocker every single time.
It's about winning the down.
Yeah, and he's doing that. He's leading all defensive tackles and pressures. All defensive tackles and pressure. Not rookies, all.
He's an insane player, man.
I don't like PFF grade unless it benefits me. He is third in out of all defensive players, only behind Myles Garrett and Nick Bosa. He's truly special.
Yeah, you know, we relate PFF to like what we see, obviously. You know what I mean? We can see when PFF's lying.
Yeah, if he's leading in pressures. Up until this week, I don't know the numbers after this week. I got to go check them out. I'm not sure if all of them are out. But he was getting double teamed more than Quinnen Williams and Jeffrey Simmons. I think it was identical to Dexter, or Dexter was like 1% higher than him. Like, he's getting this respect day one. I don't know what you're supposed to do with that. Like, I wish that the league made him prove it. I wish he got to see like a game or two of one-on-ones, but he didn't even get that.
Yeah, no, he's a I think the craziest thing about him is how unblockable he is, and he's 20 years old. He's just you got to give him so much attention. You can't, because Philly has a God squad of a defensive line. And When people say that he was literally in the backfield every play, he's making every single play, that's not an exaggeration. Like, I was at the game live. Every time he was on the field, it felt like we couldn't do anything if we were going at him. He's getting out there in the passing game. You could spit him out. He could be a DN. Like, it's just –
we lined him up over Wirfs a bit. It's not like he was on the outside of Wirfs, but we lined up inside of Wirfs a couple times too. It's cool to have that versatility. It's also cool to have some flavor to your defense. John Gannon – shout out to him for beating the Cowboys, but he had no flavor to his defense. Every week we were getting the same exact looks, but it seems like Desai is way more willing to move people around, whether it's defensive line, corners, safeties. Like, he's moved everybody around. I feel like everybody except for Slay has played a different position this year. And he's doing more with less too. We had better personnel last year, even though Jalen's been our best player.
And that's smart to do early in the year. So, you know, by the time it's the back end of the year, you know who you rock it with going into the playoffs, you know who's set at what's and two, that just adds versatility. Like, you never y'all still might continue that, and it might be the same in week 15. Like, that might be a bonus for y'all defense that might, you know, giving different looks for offenses. So
yeah, and even if you don't like it, even if the look fails, you put it on film so this team can't prepare for just one thing every time. That was the Gannon issue, is that teams knew exactly what we were getting, but the size much more matchup based. And you saw it against Baker today.
Yeah, just in the modern NFL, my thing is, you know, everybody is making a big stink of, you know, passing game and, you know, the different looks and the different things you can do with your DBs, throw three high looks, put three safeties on the field, do different things, inverted coverages and all that shit. But that shit counts up front, too. You have to be able to, with as fast as these guys are getting the ball out of their hands with this RPO game and everything, you have to be able to give that offensive line different protections, different calls that they have to be able to slide to. Mm-hmm. You have to be able to affect the quarterback mentally at the line of scrimmage too. So when you have a DC, Bowles is, you know, pretty good at this, which you saw last night with the Eagles DCs, is when you put guys in different positions, you can scheme one-on-ones. You can't just have a guy, you know, like just, you know, get double and triple team the entire time. Just, you have to be able to be versatile in this league now. And you saw that. And just, when you have a talent, I cannot believe this kid fell to you guys. Jesus fucking Christ, man. It's just,
I'm tired of the cop out though. Like I get it. He definitely influenced it. You could have just said, fuck it. I'm not going to just take a guy. I have no clue if he's going to be good when I know this guy is going to be amazing. Like, right. There's some teams might be able to get a pass. Like, I keep giving the Raiders a pass, even though they drafted somebody who, what PFF says, hasn't won a rep yet, a pass rusher rep yet. That's pretty crazy. But, like, you just had Ruggs. You just had, what was it, Arnett. Like, I get why you couldn't draft a speed racer. Like, that's dangerous. But Seahawks, Lions, Falcons, Bears – Saints for making the trade. Like, there's, you can't just say, oh, he got to where, you know, he wanted to go. Drew Rosenhaus definitely helped though.
You know, if you needed a quarterback, I'm gonna write you an excuse. So Panthers, you know, I write you, you know, Colts, Texans, I get it. But everybody else, bro, this is the best player in the class. Like,
and there's a gap too, man. There's just a gap. Like, Will Anderson's playing really well too though, but it's been a gap through 3 weeks, only 3 weeks. That's like a fifth of the season.
Yeah, no, it's definitely been a gap too. And my thing is, I get what he did, and like, it's obviously tragic and everything happened, but like, to act like he murdered somebody or like he was a criminal, he robbed a bank, or like, you know, he was playing with guns. It's like, bro, he made a dumb mistake and resulted in an accident. You know, it's not like this guy is like a troubled youth and you had to keep that away from your organization.
It definitely was dangerous though, but I think people got their facts a little like misunderstood with how it went down. He's not the one who killed the person. The drunk driver in that other car is the one who killed the person and themselves. Like, that's the real facts. But yeah, let's get back to football. Another guy that I was super impressed with was Reed Blankenship though. Not only that interception, which was what, Baker's first turnover on the year, he made some beautiful plays in the run though. Like, he really sniffs this stuff out, man. Like, we found a gem in a UDFA, and that feels like amazing though. That's found money.
Yeah, no, for sure. We could not challenge you guys deep down the field, man. So you even on that play, I think you guys were running cover two. I was watching like a different angle of it. Just, your safeties has never been on anything deep. He's just sitting there, and Baker just didn't see him. He made a great play.
Yeah, y'all wanted to keep everything, you know, short, like we talked about. Y'all wanted to be quick, and because of our line, so nothing was like long developing. And I understand why, but yeah, Baker got caught slipping. I still wasn't really super critical of Baker. I felt like
he played well, man.
Yeah, they put the safety gloves on him a little bit too much. They should have let him sink or swim instead of just taking a loss. Like, we'll take a two possession loss instead of going for the win and risking getting smoked.
Yeah.
Josh Jobe, yeah, kind of made him look bad. He showed flashes last week. I did not like what he showed this week. At least his name finally stopped getting called, but like, yeah, I had a whole drive pretty much just on him. So that's a UDFA that might not have panned out for us.
What did you think of Bradbury in the slot? Like, it felt like he was outside some, and I saw him kind of leaving the field sometimes too. Like, maybe he was just, you know, gassed or whatever. But what did you think of his reps inside there?
Yeah, he was outside some. It was pretty confusing. He was out there for the most part, though. It's just that Sydney took a couple snaps in the slot. He was good. I think he played better than – shit, he played better than Slay. I didn't see Bradbury really giving much up. I think he gave up one 20-yarder, maybe it was. And then that was pretty much it for the night. He might be our best corner, though. He's so versatile. Yeah, he's a bigger frame body that you could put on pretty much any type of receiver, while Slay – when you put him on a Mike Evans, it looks a little bit weird.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I thought Bradbury and Reed were our best DBs last night. Pretty clearly, too.
Bear, any takeaways from this game? Hopefully none, so we can talk about
anything else. Talk about Swift. Talk about Swift, Bear. What you think?
Swift looked – hey, and besides, like, obviously the Eagles' O-line being OD, Swift looks good, man. He's reading the holes well. He's being patient. He's being a technician, bro.
I think there's a lot of people that are trying to cover their asses when they're tweeting out stats. They're only tweeting out the stats before contact to show how good the Eagles' O-line is, which it definitely deserves that credit. But they don't tweet the fact that out of running backs with 30 touches this year, he has the sixth most after contact. He has the second most broken tackles. Like, he's doing – it's just that crazy, though. Like, he's still – he's getting 7 yards a carry. So, yeah, when he's getting, like, 4 yards of room for the O-line, that's crazy by them. But he's getting the other 4 yards himself. That's crazy again. That's Najee Harris's yards per carry twice.
Yep. And I think another thing that was frustrating to watch, I know we don't have the guys up front, but like you alluded to it perfectly, like Swift is doing a lot of like the heavy lifting himself. And, you know, he looks great, man. Healthy burst, acceleration, vision, everything. Just you can see the stark contrast between like a running back that's like that and who's decisive and Rashad, where I feel like he dances too much. And there wasn't a lot to be had, but sometimes you just want your guy to just trust the blocks in front of him and get north-south. And just felt like we just – like when Swift can just burst through a hole like that, just now the safety is in the linebackers in the second level. Now they're being stressed, and we just don't have a guy like that. You could really see that shit on the field live. I'm telling you,
he's supposed to be paired with somebody.
Yeah, ideally, I think Rashad is a compliment to somebody who's like that. I think, you know, but as long as we win our division, man, we take care of business. We're probably not going to be able to beat the cream of the crop in the league. Like, and Bucks fans, if you thought we were, you were sadly mistaken, man. Like, at best, this is an 8-win team.
Yeah, I could be the Giants from last year.
We could, and then, you know, maybe make some good decisions going forward. But we had our Super Bowl, y'all. We just got to take our losses. You know, Ali Marpet retired in the middle of his prime at 28 years old. Ryan Jensen's career freak injury just ended, you know. And we have $75 million tied up in dead cap money. Like, We are not the same Super Bowl team that we were a couple years ago, and people got to accept that.
Yeah, even though the defense, you know, still got all the same parts, I agree. But last takeaway before we, you know, let you free from this game, it's Bear brought it up again. We talked about it in preseason, though. I was so happy to see so much 12 personnel. Jack Stoll's snaps have doubled each week, and he was up to like 52%, I think, this week. And that shit is just grown man football that – I needed to see, and I think that, like, what team can stop the run in this league? And if they can they stop our run? And I don't think so. And that just makes me feel so much more confident in this team than I did the last, since week one.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Shout out to the Bake Show.
Yep.
Bake Show.
Next Monday night game.
I didn't even get to see any of this game, so y'all gonna have to discuss that one.
Oh yeah, I watched after my game ended. I turned it on. It's just tough though. Like McVay, genius. I was gassing him up maybe a little bit too much, because how do you just leave your left tackle on an island with Trey Hendrickson as he's getting beat and beat and beat and beat over his head time and time again? Like just no help. Like, I didn't understand what the point of that was. Like, does he have a vendetta against this guy? I didn't even catch the guy's name, man. He was on his back the whole time.
He was getting whipped that bad. That's crazy.
Yeah. He didn't give him any help.
I do want to bring up Lou. Me and you talked about it before. Is he just not going to get a head coaching job because of age?
Wait, oh, Lou? Yeah, nah, Lou came to play. I think it's age. I think defensive-minded coaches have kind of ruined that, developed a stigma. It's so hard to grab one unless they are young. And, like, he never has the best defense. He always has a really good defense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's not flashy. Like, D'Amico, fucking pro bowler, coming from Kyle Shanahan, top defense in the league. Like, it just looks so much cooler.
Yeah.
And what's your thoughts on Zach Taylor, man?
He has to go, man. Like, that's just what it is. The offense looks the exact same. Like, it's like, bro, you have to add something, bro. Even it's a copycat league. Go copy what you see the rest of the league is doing with these weird motions that, like, bro, you have to, like, and Paul just brought it up. We talked about it in the preseason, even in the offseason. The league is reverting back to, like, 12 personnel, like, run the ball, two tight ends on the field that are athletic enough to catch the ball and block. Like, you have to – the Bengals they're not going with the trend.
Yeah. They can't beat you in multiple ways. And I feel like that's a coaching issue. That's a Like, they're the same team that went to the Super Bowl 2 years ago, and I don't mean that in a good way. And I was really high on them because of that, but I'm seeing the league change, and they're just, like, kind of getting lost in a shuffle beyond Joe's injury. I definitely think Joe is hindered a bit, but, like, they're just not having their big plays, and we're seeing them struggle because of it.
Yep. So, yeah, that's it for really for that game. Zach Taylor has to go.
That game was bad, but we got the Rams on the schedule in 2 weeks. It makes me feel better about playing them. I thought Stafford didn't look good either. Stafford looks so good when Stafford is doing cool things, but then when Stafford's trying those cool things and he's throwing picks because he's not looking at his receiver, it looks really funny, and he probably deserves some criticism. Stafford's hooping, it's like, Hall of Famer. This guy was a Super Bowl winner, and then when he's not hooping, it's just like, oh, yeah, he's old.
I swear to God, he threw a no-look pass and he threw a pick.
Yeah, 100%. I put it on everything I love.
Jesus fucking Christ, man. Like, y'all know how I feel about Big Ben and Stafford. So, and it brought a smile to my heart that they also lost that day. So,
that's extreme hate right there. I respect it.
You've always had it out, man. McVay's still top four to me around there. Him and Doug Peterson disappointed me in the same week. So, like, my list is a little shaky right now. I think Mike McDaniel let both of them.
I was just about to ask, like, as far as offensive play call, like, we still got – I'm assuming people still have Reed number one, and it's going to be tough to shake him from that. But, like, where do we stack up Kyle and McDaniel? Because
I think McDaniel might be number one.
McDaniel might be number one?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not mad at it.
It's unfair, but at the same time, like, you could only go off so much. Like, I love what Reed did with Reek. Andy Reed did a lot with Reek. He won a ring with him. He also had Mahomes. What Mike McDaniel is doing with Reek is insane. Like, this is we always knew what Reek was capable of, and he's like really putting it on a showcase. Like, how do you guys have had this player and not got this much out of him? And he's getting an insane production out of him.
Yeah, no, just he's unlocked Reek in a way that I didn't think was possible, because I already thought Reek was great. And then you obviously combine that with Jalen Watt. Like, they just – like, he has a type, and he – like, 4-3 guys. And I get that's really tough to defend, and tough to defend those guys in space. But what he's able to do as far as creating lanes and creating angles and creating space for these guys is insane. And the rest of the league is trying to copy him too. So I was wondering how long it was going to – oh, by the way, he scored 70 points this past weekend. I was wondering how long it was going to take for people to start, you know, putting his name up there.
The one thing that's unique with the speed guys that he's drafting, and y'all know I'm big on this, is their short area quickness is elite. They're not just straight line guys.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I mean?
I was thinking that because you know, like, Quez Watkins was going to be a free agent after this. I'm like, they got such a speed fetish, but I'm thinking about Quez in the system. He just doesn't have any wiggle, so I don't even think that they would care that he runs a 4-3.
Right.
Now, you got to wiggle for them, man. That's why A-Chain was such a good pick. He's a running back, but he is he's – it doesn't matter what position you play, how you move.
Yep. No, McDaniels is he's Jesus Christ, man, he's different. I was actually having that quick sidetrack. I was having this debate with my homie at the bar yesterday. Would you guys rather have Patrick Mahomes or McDaniels and Reed?
I'd rather have Mahomes.
Yeah, and I'm not mad at that, but I was very tempted the other way. I'm not gonna lie to you.
I'm not gonna lie. I want Miami to trade up and draft Brock.
Yeah, he's literally perfect for them. Like, I've seen, like, I got a friend that's a Dolphins fan. He was doing the Kyle Pitts thing. I'm like, yeah, he runs a 4-4. He's a crazy receiver. But, like, McDaniels needs you to block, man, and Brock will block. You got to be George Kittle. He's chasing George Kittle right now. If you give that man George Kittle, I'm scared for the league no matter what Tua is, as long as Tua's on the field.
Yeah, I want them to trade up and go get Brock. And he's worth it if you got the extra first. He's worth it.
Man, that'd be insane. That's insane. Because even after Reek, I don't think he's retiring after this contract, like he said, but he's not going to play, like, insane amounts longer after that. You'll have Waddle and Brock to build off of for forever, like, for another 12 years.
Yep.
Yeah. Should we tackle this Packers-Saints game?
Yeah.
Let's work back here, you know.
Yeah, we could do it, man. Obviously, the game was altered when you know who went down, the quarterback for my Saints.
Start the car.
And see,
on that specific play, he should have got it off to Jimmy Graham. He was wide open underneath. He held the ball too long. And I know our offensive line has had protection issues, they stink. Yes, but Carr's not helping. He's not helping. I've been saying that since week one. Like, bro, again, I'm going to emphasize, bro, he took back-to-back weeks, he took a sack on a two-minute drill, bro. Come on, bro. That's on the quarterback, bro.
I've been trying to stress that to a lot of people. It started during the Colorado game because Shador takes – that's his biggest flaw is taking sacks. But then Sam Howell does the same things. And, like, people just won't get it through their heads that sacks are a quarterback stat. They might not have always created the pressure, but you got to at least get it out. But then you also have the quarterbacks that do create the pressure. And then, you know, that's just hell. Like, you're making an offensive line that's already struggling. You're going to make it the worst in the league. And then – fans, you know, are going to take sides and make excuses, but anybody who's really watching sees it.
Yeah, yeah. So, even on that, Dennis Allen came out and said on that specific play, he held it too long.
Yeah. It sucks, though. Like, when a quarterback that's not even mobile is doing that shit, that's a huge issue. Because Russell Wilson in his prime, Jalen Hurts, Dak even, they hold the ball because they're going to make a play. Deshaun Watson in his prime, like, it. But Carr, what are you holding the ball for? Like, yeah, come on, you're not a playmaker, bro. You're supposed to be a do your job quarterback that has a good arm, and he's I don't know what that's about.
He's supposed to be a field general, you know, point guard, distributors, get the ball out, man.
Yeah. So, but he the injury wasn't as bad as it looked. It was AC sprain AC sprain, I think.
If it's anything like Jalen's, I hope he sits out like an extra week longer than they allow him to play, because as you guys saw, Jalen was not himself in the first two playoff games. He really needed that bye week to get into the Super Bowl to feel like himself again.
Yeah. So early, because they say he's questionable this week. He's definitely going to be out right there. Like, this is a big Jameis game.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fair.
Shout out to you.
Jameis revenge game. Let's go.
We gonna eat a W, man.
That's what I needed. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, coming off this ugly loss, I need a winnable divisional game right now, man. That's exactly what the doctor ordered.
Yeah. And then to the Packers, though, like, still got to give Jordan Love credit, though. That's a deficit to overcome in one quarter.
Yeah, for sure.
He did not play well the first three quarters. My whole thing is I never liked it. To me, it's LeBron James discourse where people kind of like ignore how well you play and they only grade you by a couple plays. And this is the reverse for Jordan Love. He played a couple plays good and they graded his whole game as good. Like, I'm still yet to see him really impress me for a week, but it's only been 3 weeks though. So Packers fans probably shouldn't be so sensitive about that.
Yeah, no, I mean, they're winning games. Is you would think with the way like people are talking and discussing him and tweeting about it that mm-hmm. they really have found the second coming of Aaron Rodgers. And, like, they're just going from Favre to Rodgers to another Hall of Famer. I personally have not seen that. I've seen a guy you can win in this league with. And they do have actual talent. I don't know about the receiver room, but these guys are talented athletes. Like, they can get the ball out of space. They can make plays. And I like some of their pieces on defense. So, like, and the division's weak enough to where the Packers could be in it at the end, and they probably will be. But – I haven't seen this guy who's just like, thank God, like he sat behind Aaron Rodgers, like he really found something. You know, I haven't seen that.
I have a comp for him, and I'm gonna tell y'all off the air, but I'm not gonna say it on the pod. But I have a comp for him, and I don't know if it's too early, but I'm gonna wait to say it to the world.
Also, I think this team could win a division. The Lions did take care of business. It probably does hurt the Packers fans a little bit to see their division rival beat the shit out of a team that they just lost to. But Packers, like, this division is still not that impressive. Until the Lions really do it against a really good team, I'm going to be skeptical of them. Like, their win against the Chiefs did not move me at all. Like, we saw the jig with that. Obviously, there's no asterisk, like Tirico said, but we know that. So I think that division is between those two teams. The Vikings are already out, obviously. The Bears are already out, obviously.
Yeah. Is that the worst division in football right now?
Oh, shit.
Because I thought it was going to be AFC
still
South.
There, man.
I thought it was going to be the AFC South, but, like, the Texans are kind of interesting. I think the
AFC South, NFC South, and NFC North are all flirting with it, but I would give it to the NFC. I don't know, man. That's tough. Because, all right, the Vikings are better than what their record is. Like, they're 0-3. Every single game is close.
And they lose the turnover battle. Like, they have, like, 9 or something crazy on the season so far.
I think our game was – it's like you could argue that it was closer than what it was or further than it was, but end of the day, it was – they've lost one possession games each week. Reverse of last year, though. Everybody told them that regression was going to hit. It's like, it's almost magic, man. Like, math is not supposed to work that perfectly where, all right, you win one possession games 1 year, the next year you're going to lose them. Like, it should take, like, some years. You should be able to get lucky twice in a row, and it just doesn't work that way in football. They're paying the price.
Yeah, definitely. And the Bears are just like, my dogs are having this debate, you know, who's worse, the Broncos or the Bears. And I think I said, like, the Broncos are a clown show, but the Bears are a circus. It's just like nothing right
is going. We're gonna find out Monday night.
Bro, yeah. Russell Wilson is playing good ball. It's the funniest thing ever. It makes no sense. He's actually playing pretty decent ball.
He's a top
20 quarterback.
He was awful last year. They sucked. Now he's good again. They also suck. So it's just hilarious, man.
It's a team that moved backwards, though. Like, I guess Sean Payton bringing his own guy. Vance Joseph, though? Like, when has Vance Joseph been that guy? Then you let Draymond Jones walk, who was literally their, second best player after PS2? I might argue he was their best player, because who the fuck was PS2 really, like, going against, like, as far as quarterback and wide receivers together? But, I don't know. I think that's an organizational malpractice all the way from the Rush trade to the Sean Payton trade to all the money they gave up this summer.
Shout out to them.
And they got 70 drops in their fucking head, man. Jesus fucking Christ. 70, 10 touchdowns, man. McDaniels is such a bitch, man. He should work for the record.
What's the most y'all would trade for Judy? He's on the market now. They got beat so bad, they're shopping Judy again.
You could have a 4. I go up a 4, maybe a 3 for Judy. If I need a wide receiver right now.
A 4, man. You're disrespecting the Batman legend too much, man. It's probably a 3 and change. I wouldn't give a 2 anymore either, though. That's out the window. They fucked that up. If they had that shit on the table this summer and they didn't pull the trigger, that's on them.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Just I get his movement skills, his route running is crazy, but like he hasn't produced and he can't catch the football. So
I think catching the ball has become extremely underrated to this world.
Yeah, you have to be able to put two hands on it and fucking get your hands on the ball. But
T. Higgins fought us that last night, man. It was horrible.
I really have to rewatch this game, man, because I'm seeing people are out on T. Higgins. They don't want him in free agency. They're saying, like, the Bengals would be better off letting him walk. Like, how bad was this game?
Oh, yeah. That's definitely not true, but, I like what Bear said, though. Like, they got to be able to be a little bit more multiple, a little bit more versatile. The Chiefs literally won a Super Bowl. They won the Super Bowl by running the ball. Patrick Mahomes handed the ball off for a majority of that. Everybody was paying attention to the pre-snap motion, flats that they were hitting. But how did they get to the red zone? Right. They ran the ball, bro. A Dominican running back. They handed the ball off to him. The Bengals, they got Joe Mixon, he's probably not, like, washed, like, you know, sometimes I joke about. But, like, the fact that he can't get his game off is pretty crazy. They need to be able to be somewhat versatile. It can't all be on Joe Jamar T.
Yeah, they can't get the offensive line right either. It just feels like every year since they gotten Joe, after his rookie year, they've gone out and spent big money or try to draft a guy or bring somebody in, and just none of it has panned out. It's just I don't know why they can't get the position right.
Offensive lines look better if you can run the ball too, though, because the Falcons' offensive line looked like a top 5 unit from last year all the way up until this week. And then guess what? They had to pass the ball this week. Well, they kind of created an issue themselves, and their offensive line got smoked.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you got to give those guys a break. Let them move forward instead of having to fucking fight for their lives jumping back the whole time.
Yeah. Lee McNeil just completely eviscerated the fucking Falcons last week. It's crazy. You know, he was unblockable. He was unstoppable. What are the slate? This was such a bad slate of games. Who else deserves to get
you want to talk about every game? I could go through them. I got them up right now.
No, I got we could go through them briefly. I just kind of want to get this Cowboy shit off really quick. I feel like every good team is due for a topic. I'm not going to overreact too hard to this Cowboys loss. Every good team is due for a stinker against a bad one. The Colts beat the Chiefs last year, you know, and then Eagles very nearly almost lost to the Vikings. You know, they're just head and shoulders better than it happens. It's football. I think nobody's discussing the offensive line injuries. Trayvon Diggs, obviously on a short week, you know, he teared his ACL halfway through the week in practice. That, you know, affects how you prepare. But, the Cardinals are not better than the Cowboys, y'all. But that's definitely concerning if you're a Cowboys fan to lose like that.
Nah, you're 100% right, though, about the offensive line injuries. Nobody's paying attention to that. I need to see how serious they are. But the one issue that's going to remain, and I cannot give any excuses for it, is how come you can't stop James Conner? There's no excuse to not be able to stop James Conner. Not be able to stop the run. Like, they knew that was an issue. They drafted Mozzie because that's an issue, and right. Mozzie can't get on the field. I've heard Cowboys fans say that he's played well when he played, but, like, how much do I really want to believe that? Because why isn't he playing?
Exactly.
Yeah, no, it's just, I think that's the one thing. Like, when I say Cowboys fans should be concerned, like, that's number one, that's preparation. Because if you're preparing for a Cardinals team, James Conner is number one with 5 exclamation points, asterisks, yep. Name circled on the whiteboard, man.
Like, especially when Josh Dobbs is your quarterback. You know he's not throwing 20 times in the game. You know exactly what they're about to do. Like, the game plan was obvious, and it worked the whole game. I thought, like, oh, it's going to catch up to them. The Cowboys are going to just eventually stop them and just start running it up. No, it kept working.
Yeah, no. From the very – I think the first fucking play of the game for the Cardinals was a 60-yard run by Dobbs. So it's like they just came into – they were not prepared to win that game in between the lines, man. It just –
And it's kind of crazy, though, to have two special players in Micah and Tank. I think Tank is way better than his stats always tell us. I think a lot of people get corny with Tank because he's a Cowboy. He might have been crowned as something that he wasn't, but he's still a really good player. And they are performing at a high level. Like, everybody else got to show up.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about them. I do feel better. I do feel better about them in the head-to-head, knowing that they can't stop the run and we could run on literally the best run defense anyway. So that's pretty cool for me to know.
Yeah, no, if you're a division, not even going to say division rival, because, you know, come on, let's be serious about the Commanders and Giants. But if you're Philly and if you're SF, that's a very encouraging game that was just played, watching that Cowboys team. But
Yeah, especially Philly and the Niners, they both want to run the ball too. Like, as fun it is to pass, that all these cool weapons they have, we want to run the ball. Both of us do.
Yeah. Am I going to sit here today and act like the Cowboys aren't one of the 3 best teams in the league right now? I'm not. I think, by the way, I think the 3 best teams in the league are all in the NFC right now.
I don't know, man. The Dolphins.
They're definitely right there, man. It's tough for me to not include them, but I'm looking at both sides of the ball. I think they all, like, the Niners, the Eagles, and the
more balance for sure. Yeah. Bear, yeah, who would you rather play right now? The Dolphins, the Eagles, the Niners, or the Cowboys?
The Cowboys.
Yeah.
So, I get that.
I think the Dolphins are better than the Cowboys.
Yeah, I think so too. I'm not the best team in AFC right now. I think that's the best team in the league right now. I get it though. All the teams that we're talking about have a better defense than them. But I gotta see that offense stopped, not contained, not slowed down. Because no matter what their defense is, and I think it's gonna get better over time because they got a new DC. They don't even have their cornerback one yet. Yeah. But like, even when their defense is not good, their defense is going to guard other people's offenses better than other people's defense guard their offense, as what it looks like right now.
Yeah. I'm not mad at that at all, man. I'm old school, man. I like balance. I like the fact that the Eagles can, you know, they can have 5 drives in a row where you're just 3 and out. You know, Cowboys and
we can win the most ways in football. That's been our thing since
you feel that way with no digs, Jack?
About the Cowboys? Yeah, like I said, I'm not going to overreact to this Cardinals shit, man. They still have a very good
DB rule. I'm not even overreacting to the – I'm not even the Cardinals game. But
No. I'm not saying you are.
I'm just saying with no digs still.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying you are. I still believe that the Cowboys have talent. You know, they have an insane pass rush. They have, you know, I'm not going to call Micah generational, but they have a star pass rusher. They have Tank. They have got the ideal room. They might not be able to stop the run, but like the user can get after you from the inside. So, I think the pressure they can put on you, they can force a lot of 3 and outs. And I like that balance from teams. I like teams that can. You know, it's rainy. You can go up to Green Bay. You can't air the fuck out of the ball like the Dolphins can. So, but you can still win the game on the other side of the ball. So, you know, stuff like that. I value, you know, things like that.
I hear you. All right. Do y'all actually even? Well, we pretty much talked about that game, huh? The Broncos, the 50 point. Yeah.
That team is as bad off as any team in the league right now. I do think all situations can change in the blink of an eye, but like just the new ownership and the direction that they're going, I feel like they're going to dig themselves a deeper hole even one more time. They're seeing Russell Wilson playing good enough ball. They're probably going to be like, you know what? We just need defensive pieces. I do think Vance Joseph probably doesn't survive the season if it doesn't fix this year, and then that'll be another reason to just dig deeper, a deeper hole and try it again, and they're just kind of fucked.
Yeah, I don't really see the way out until they're out of Russ's contract. I don't see the path forward for them, especially in that division right now.
Yeah, the Saints really finessed them. I don't think everybody wanted to get on the Saints, and I love it because obviously I love Jalen Carter. Like, y'all got stomped out for that. Y'all might have to, you'll probably get dunked on for it, but yeah, y'all finessed them pretty badly because it's not just the first rounder. You guys swapped the third for a second this year, too.
Yeah, yep. There's Felice Johnson, man. They're going to be one of the four or five worst teams. So that's going to be a really valuable pick for you. This second-round pick, that could be franchise-altering direction for you guys. You guys hit on one and two this year.
Y'all just lost your house, and somebody just tossed you a condo. Like, it was cool.
Yeah, that's absolutely insane.
I like it. I'm going to keep emphasizing that throughout the year, too. So,
y'all deserve it. It's so funny that Sean Payton got smoked by a random coach. Like he started beef with several teams. Like obviously he's got the Saints beef, he's got the Jets beef, and then just the Dolphins just come in, sucker punch them, sneak them from the back. Man, this shit's so funny. He's in hell right now. He's gonna up his pill dosage. Pray for him.
Yeah, my homie was telling me Mike McDaniel, he grew up in Colorado. Yeah. Like he was going back home. Yeah, he was a ball boy for him. Like this is like a homecoming coming. Like I don't know about y'all, bro, but going against Sean Payton, I'm taking that kill shot, bro. I'll go for the record.
Yeah,
you know, if Payton was on the opposite side, he would have went for a touchdown, man. You know it.
He would at least kick that field goal. Payton would have kicked that shit.
Well, I think the funniest takeaway from that game was people saying, "Oh, Mike McDaniel, the offensive corner, running up the score." It's like, no, they literally they had their backups in there and they couldn't stop them, man.
That's Robbie just... Chosen, Cook, Robbie Patrick, Chosen, bro, Anderson,
cooked them. 31-year-old Robbie Chosen Anderson.
I think they wanted them to start picking up 10 yards and just sliding or some shit, but come on, man.
I didn't see enough. I didn't see the slander for sure thing, but usually people get so corny with DB slander. I thought I would see more for that. But, everybody already gave up on Denver, which is another problem in itself. But, they're going to learn that one down the road.
Yeah.
Another team that quit, though. I need to hear y'all talk about something. While David is not here to deflect and to, move off quick, did y'all watch anything from that Commanders game?
Yes.
I didn't.
Sam Howell. Hey.
I did not watch a single snap, man, but it's four, bro?
While we're here, though, let Bear say something about Sam Howell, and you just go turn on the – just search Sam Howell interceptions while Bear says something about Sam Howell.
Oh, believe me, I saw him.
No, all four of the interceptions are comedy.
Yes.
Hilarious.
All his fault. He creates his pressure. He creates his interceptions. He's – his defense – I swear, David's gonna be mad at me, but I swear he was trying to act like this defense didn't help him. It was 16-3 it was 16-0 for hours, man. 16-0. This defense was holding on to keeping it a 2-possession game, just begging Sam Howell to give them life, and he just kept on taking it away four times.
Yep.
Dude.
The funniest one that was rolling out to the left in the end, the defender
passed the ball. Pass the ball again. Bro, he telegraphed the fuck out of that. I would have jumped and picked that shit off. He looked so bad. And it's so funny because when have we ever been, I don't know how y'all felt, but on my timeline, I felt like I was involved in this too. There was somewhat of consensus that after the preseason, Sam Howell could ball. He's pretty good. I have not seen anything like that yet. I think the only positives that he's shown this year, it wasn't against the Cardinals. It was against the Broncos. And after they just got 70 put on them, I'm throwing out that tape. That tape does not matter anymore. His 100%. Positive tape is burnt to the ground because everything that happens against the Broncos does not count.
Magic Johnson and the new owners, after that game, said, we're all in on Caleb.
Bro.
That's what their season is.
Magic Johnson has never been more sick than after that fourth pick.
Yeah. And that's crazy to say. Think about that one.
What are the chances that you think they get on the phone with Minnesota and they call about a Kirk reunion?
Nah. If Kirk's going anywhere, Kirk's going to San Francisco. That's my thing. That's how I feel. If Brock doesn't get it done this year, that's Kirk's spot. We'll see.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Let's see. I'm scrolling down these games right now. Any thoughts on this Patriots-Jets game? Jets lost for the 1,700th time in a row. Yeah, no, I'm not even. This
Mike Jones is a weirdo. That's all I have to say about it. Yeah, he's definitely a
weird guy. Darius Slay, the nicest player in the league, to the point where I get mad. Like, when I'm talking, like, slandering a player or something, somebody will tweet me Darius Slay saying, like, a nice quote about him. I don't give a shit. He says nice things about everybody, but he's calling Meg dirty, bro. That's the biggest alarm. The alarm needs to be sound. Chris Long, not even in the league anymore, ex-Patriot, won a ring with the Patriots, talking about how he's dirty. Like, it's crazy. He really is a bitch.
Yep.
You know, he's a bitch. And I definitely did see that Sauce shoved him. And so initially I was like, oh, like, come on. Like, it just looked like I just watched it briefly. I'm like, they're just picking on him. Now, I'm not going to say he didn't deserve it because I don't like Mac Jones, but it just looked like they were picking on him. But then you see the alternate angles. He's nut tapping dudes. Like, what is up with this guy, bro?
He's a weirdo. And then let me go tweet out that Mac Jones in the Obama Halloween costume.
Oh, my God. Oh. Yeah, but. I feel so bad for the Jets, man. It's just there's no life with this team anymore. It's just they're fighting with each other on the sidelines. The fans can't be happy about this. It's just
Garrett Wilson's pissed,
dude. Like it's just bad, man. Like this was not supposed to be the year this happened to them, man.
Yeah,
they were supposed to have Aaron Rodgers. They were supposed to be a Super Bowl contender. They're supposed to be building towards something. It's just bad for.
I usually don't feel bad for people. Like I told a lot of people that Nets shit like changed me. Like, it's fuck everybody. People get injured in sports. But what happened to the Jets is unprecedented. I've never seen anything like it. To lose your season in four plays, to have the first great quarterback you had, and I don't know how long, and that's taken from you in four plays. Like, this is the most unlucky shit I've ever seen in sports.
Yeah. Dude, wasn't that on the anniversary of Vinny Testaverde tearing his Achilles too, also in week one?
I don't know.
Dude, it was the most crazy voodoo thing I've ever seen in my life, man. On the anniversary of that day for the Jets. That's absolutely insane. Titans, Browns, thoughts, anybody?
Shit. Nasty Man played well. I picked against the Browns, but it wasn't like I thought the Browns were ass. I said, until Deshaun Watson plays like Deshaun Watson, I'm not going to respect this team anymore because I was big on them until they lost Chubb. And he played like Deshaun Watson. I start to wonder, like, was he too much of a pussy to understand how to play while Nick Chubb was there? And now he's like, yeah, I get to play my game. I don't know, but he looked good.
He definitely looked good. Myles Garrett, once again, dominating. But, you know, who cares because TJ Watt picks up a fumble that he didn't cause. the Titans are just – Derrick Henry – like, I know we talked about it briefly. Like, he has to slow down eventually. But, like, man, it just looks – it's done, man. I think, you know, he's done being the elite guy in the league anymore. He just doesn't have it anymore, man. And it's not his fault, too, because offensive line is also arguably still the worst unit in the league. But, yeah, no, it's bad for Tennessee.
I don't know if their defense was as good as I thought it was. I know you were high on their defense too, Paul. I don't know if you were high on the defense, Jab, but
who you talking about, the Titans?
Yeah.
Yeah. I still am. Obviously they have kind of like never got the cornerback position right. I think that their offense kind of is the reason for this game getting out of hand though. Like Andre Dillard didn't allow a football game to be played. I like the way Myles Garrett took over is unlike anything I've ever seen. I can't even give him full credit because it was Andre Dillard.
They were literally treating him like he was Megatron on the goal line, just sending two guys at him the entire game. It was crazy. I do like the Titans' defense. I like Denico Autry doesn't get enough credit. Jeffrey Simmons doesn't get enough credit. Their edge rushers aren't, you know, household names, but they work for the scheme with Landry.
Yeah, when Landry's out there, that defense up front is really good. It's one of the best. But, their defense is not
– It's not elite.
Yeah, it's not elite because you need corners. Like, they don't have anybody that could do that. Like, they've been missing Adoree since he left, but I understand why they had to let him go.
Mm-hmm. Texans-Jags. I feel like this game is worth discussing. Everybody's who was negative on the Jags, for the record, I was not. I actually had them winning, like, 12 games. That's clearly going to be wrong this year.
It's still going to be 10, man. They just don't win these games. Turt LaFleur told me this shit, and I was like, you're probably being a hater. But no, they just do not beat the Texans. It's just something they don't beat the Texans in Jacksonville, which is way weirder than anything else.
Yeah, just some teams in this division just seem to have success with each other. But, like, if you were negative on the Jags coming into this year, everything that you were negative about turned its head in this game. Number one, they can create no type of pass rush. Like, they don't have a guy. They don't have a guy. Their DBs were not good. And if you were if you have any negative criticism about Trevor Lawrence and his decision making so far this year, like Taylor Flair again, you know, he's like, you guys keep trying to elevate Trevor into these rooms that he's not in. And everyone's just looking at the talent and what he could be. He's like, you guys are shitting on Josh Allen, all these other guys for his decision making. Trevor, what are you doing, my guy? You don't need to fit that ball to triple coverage, my guy. I get you, but like, you know, take the layup sometimes. It's just,
we just got to see him be better than these quarterbacks before we call him better than these quarterbacks. That's all I'm asking.
Yeah, yeah, definitely for sure. And Ridley did let him down this game. He was not good. Like, yeah. Ridley was awful. Early in the game when it was still winnable, I think he lost in the game kind of early. But, like, Trevor and the defensive pass rush and everything else, like, they certainly didn't do him any favors. So, C.J. Stroud looks amazing, by the way.
Yeah, he looks good, man.
I haven't seen a quarterback look this good, like, coming out in a while. Like, he looks good. Impressive. I don't know, like, if the stats will be perfectly sustainable. Because you got Tank Dell putting up 150, who C.J. Stroud drafted, by the way. Like, shout out to the Texans for drafting well themselves, but it's been reported already. Stroud made that call. That's amazing. That's a great story to me.
Yeah, he runs the building, and you know it means nothing to anybody else. And I'm just gonna say this for the sake of saying it, but Lovie Smith refusing to lose that last game really did set them up incredible, man. Just being able to still win that game.
Yeah, because we don't know who their quarterback was. We don't know.
We don't know.
I still like Bryce, but you can't argue with how well they're playing already.
Like, A-Rich looks amazing. CJ looks amazing. Bryce could still be good, you know, but it's tough when these guys, CJ, damn near another 300-yard passing day, you know. And Anthony Richardson looks amazing and dynamic. It's just.
Bro, CJ has looked so good that people aren't talking about how good Will Anderson has looked. Like, he's not popping like Jalen Carter yet. He just plays a really good game every week.
Yep.
They have such an incredibly bright future, man.
Shout out to Slowick, too. D'Amico built a good staff.
Yeah. Shout out to the people who said that they were stupid for getting a franchise cornerstone on both sides of the ball, by the way.
Yeah. It's going to hurt. Like, their pick probably not going to be top three now, but, like, it's still going to flirt with the 5 to 8 range. But you got to realize, man, you got the two most important positions, arguably, in the sport. Like, they're going to draft somebody with that pick, but you drafted Will Anderson.
Yeah. I mean, they got Will. They got an edge rusher. They got, Laramie Tunsil is a bookend tackle, and then you got a quarterback. So, I mean, you're set at the three positions in football that matter. Yeah. You know what
they
I
need
mean?
To get them a wide receiver one. Like, I like Tank, but at the end of the day, he's still 5'8". You get him a really good running mate to go along with them, then they're cooking. I think on the other side of the ball, they got really good pieces. I think the one piece that's going to kind of be a miss that they didn't really earn is Stingley. He's made of glass. That's a little bit worrisome. But if he could get on the field, like they're way ahead of schedule.
Yeah, definitely. It sucks because selfishly just watching this, I would have loved to see CJ play with Marvin Harrison Jr. That would have been amazing. But they got bookend guys on both sides of the ball for the franchise.
Yeah.
Chargers, Vikings. People who don't like Justin Herbert, are you actually watching the games? That's my question.
He is nuts.
Like, do you have eyes? Are you tuned in? Are you watching NFL football? Because what is there not to like about this game, bro? Like, I don't get the people like he's just not good. He's so good. People who don't like quarterback wins, I see them arguing. What has Justin Herbert won? Like, his defense stinks. Like, we've been talking about this Chargers roster for, like, 5 years.
I mean, his coaching staff stinks.
They're just names at this point. Like, I like Derwin and, like, what he's probably not the prototypical today NFL safety, so he does have value. But outside of that, the rest of the defense is awful. Like, they don't have anything. And he's still winning the games. He's still over 500 since he got there, bro. I don't get it. Why don't people like this kid?
Shout out J.C. Jackson. He got an arrest warrant out for him.
Yeah, do people think they're winning these games because Brandon Staley is a mastermind? Like, no, bro. Herbert, once again, 400 yards, 3 touchdowns, game-winning drive. Pretty much, like, bro, I don't get it.
Man. And even, like, I get it, though. He's had some games where he stunk and probably was the reason they lost. But, like, literally every quarterback to ever exist has.
People love Joe Burrow, though.
Yeah, I don't want to get into that.
I'm just saying, not right now, but I'm saying the playoff games, and like he's looked bad a lot of the games that he's won in the playoffs. That's all I'm saying.
Yep. I mean, let's talk. Yeah, I mean, we also talked about how Joe's defense outscored him in the fourth quarter in playoff games. But
but because Herbert can't win, you know, you put up 20. You know, I'm not gonna get into it. He's amazing. Mm-hmm. I like him. Keenan Allen demise is probably over exaggerated. He still looks pretty good for his age. You know.
PEDs might be in his.
He threw a 50-yard touchdown, man. Like, but Keenan Allen's always gonna be good while he's on the field. I'm waiting for that hamstring to act up. It's gonna flare up eventually.
Yeah, losing Mike Williams definitely hurts. I'm very curious. Are they ever gonna play Quentin Johnson? Ever?
They're forced to now. So like, it sounds suck to say because you never want to see somebody get hurt like that. But it's gonna force them to see if he's got the goods, because they probably should have been moving on from Mike Williams after the season anyway. I think his money wasn't really guaranteed after the season or whatever it is. They could have just cut their losses because you got to get this guy in the field. You used what, pick 22 on him.
Yeah, you picked him over some guys who looked amazing right now, too.
Picked him over Addison, who looks amazing.
And Zay, who looks decent. Good.
Yeah.
I like Zay. I like Addison. Yeah, so. Yeah, he's looking bad right now until he plays, and now he has to play. I might be locked into the next game just for that.
Is Clinton, I mean, he's a body type-wise, like play style are probably a little bit different, but like body type, like that's plug and play. Like he's essentially built exactly like Mike, so.
He kind of built like Mike, play like Keenan, so I was waiting. That's why I've always been like waiting for Keenan to get out of there, but they could find a way though. Like he could create with the ball in his hands though. He's big, but I don't know if he's really playing big. But anyway, we'll see which way they go with that. Players aren't always the same they were in college.
Mm-hmm. Bear was arguing with some people when I let hear his take on Kenneth Murray, man. Why do people think this guy is a Pro Bowler because he had a good game? Like, did we just ignore his entire career when he's been awful?
Oh, man.
Hold on, bro. He playing a little slightly above average, and people saw him get a tipped interception and, like, start. Come on, man.
That shit was on Hawk, man. Hawk lost them the game. Kenneth Murray, it was funny because the Kenneth Murray stuff, I felt like it was because it was like Kenneth Murray versus Patrick Queen. They both ended up stinking. Patrick Queen stinks way less than him, though. That's never going to change.
I think the Chargers have the worst. They don't have an NFL caliber linebacker unit. Like, Eric Kendricks is probably done. Like, he's probably done, and Kenneth Murray stinks. Like, and like I was listening to this podcast the other day, and they're so right about this. Like, nothing about this Chargers defense is good. But, like, it could work if Kenneth Murray is what they think he is. Just athletically, like, they need a difference maker, like, in the middle of the field. Yeah. And he just – when he's awful, it just nothing works, man. Like, Joey Bosa looks finished for some reason. I don't know how he's watched this early, but Khalil Mack looks finished. J.C. Jackson looks finished. Derwin is good, but it's like he's not the safety that you need in the current league.
We were just posting up clips and screenshots week one of Kenneth Murray lost in coverage, and people telling me he playing, like, what?
Yeah, no. Sebastian.
You forgot their best player, man. You forgot their best player.
I can't say his last name.
Yeah, Tui Tui Pelotu, man.
Yeah, he looks amazing.
Pressures. He was on Kirk's ass, bro. He was on top of him the whole game.
He looks good.
Yeah. Nah, that was their bright spot, though. That they really needed to see that. Because they don't have any juice. They've never had any juice next to Bosa. They try to get it in Mac, and now as Bosa's losing juice, they don't have anything. So that's their bright spot.
That's encouraging.
They got their first win, and then they saw him have an amazing day with 9 pressures.
Yeah, no. I'm telling you, man, Kenneth Murray, we're talking to you, bro. This hapless unit could work if you could just play up to your potential, man. It could work a little bit. The Vikings, any thoughts on that side of the ball for you? Addison looks amazing. Justin Jefferson finally gritted this season.
Oh, man, I thought I killed Justin Jefferson. I was talking about his durability. Next thing you know, he was cooked, but it was just a cramp. He was fine. Yeah, Addison, I'll chill on the amazing. He's looked good, though. He's 3 weeks in. He's looked good. Hockenson lost in the game, fumbled, and gave up that interception. He's literally the reason why they lost the game.
You know, pretty bad on that side for him. Ivan Pace looks really good for them on defense.
Yeah, that's cool, but like that's like something to build off of. Sure, but like this team is so dead right now. Like it feels like a waste of time to talk about. They should trade Jordan Hicks. They should trade Danielle Hunter. They should trade Harrison Smith unless he really wants to be a lifer. Like just blow it up.
Yeah,
Iron Murray stinks.
Jettison versus Hill debates. Anybody want to talk?
I got Reek.
Yeah, I think people got reeked, but like respect to this man. It's gonna be another year. He's 1,700.
Yeah, at least he's gonna get more than that. Fuck.
Yeah. Madison, I finally had a good day.
Yeah, he fumbled, and they felt so bad about his Instagram DMs that they said it wasn't a fumble.
All right, man. Come on, man.
Nah, like, go watch it. It's so weird. It was because they try to say that his progress was stopped, but come on, man, he fumbled. But I whatever. I kind of owe the rest for that one. I have him in fantasy. Worked out.
Mm-hmm. Let's move forward a little bit. Chiefs Bears, not even worth talking about.
I do want to hear Coach Bear's take on Justin Fields, though, because you held on for Trey Lance, but Trey Lance never got a shot. Where are you on Justin Fields? Like, I don't know, man.
Hey, shout out to the people that said they should have took the Niner fans that said they should have took Justin Fields. Shout out to them.
Yeah. All right. Would you rather – this is a funny question to me. Would you rather the known of Justin Fields or the unknown of Trey Lance?
Unknown of Trey Lance.
What I know about Justin Fields is he can't play. So I at least can trick myself with Trey.
Like, yeah. It's tough because I know there's coaching malpractice going on there. But there are so many things that is clearly his fault. Or if it wasn't his fault, coaching has set his mental back so much that he's never going to dig himself out of this hole. So either way, he's kind of cooked goods. He's going to have to go somewhere and be a backup a year or something like that. It's going to be a unique situation for the rest of his career until he inevitably quits. I don't know if he wants to be a backup.
Yeah. I feel like he's just not the guy who came out of OSU, bro. I don't know what happened. Like, he cannot read a field, bro. We've already lamented on this so much, me and Bear talking about it, but they don't call concepts that work. And the ones that they do call, he can't run. And then he also can't throw on time or on schedule or on script. He can't do any of that. All he can do is improvise and try to run out of pockets. And he creates pressure that's not – it's just – nothing about this offense works, man. It's just – this is bad.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. One more question. Can Justin Fields beat Taysom Hill?
I think he could. I don't know. I think he could, but he won't because he thinks he's better than that. But
too much pride, all right. Because I'm just saying, that's 4-4 flat over there.
Yes,
he can't throw a ball far.
Yeah, like, something over there, man. I don't think he wants to be a wrinkle. I don't think that he got drafted number two ball to be a wrinkle in the league.
Taysom got paid being a wrinkle.
That's true. But how many dudes can look at that and have that foresight?
I need that on my team. I think Jalen and Justin, that option would be pretty insane. Justin considers it.
You're so greedy, man. Jesus Christ.
Just like, you know how we had McNabb and we brought Vic in. Like, come on, we can make something work.
Hey, yeah. No, let's keep going here. Seahawks, Panthers. The Panthers can move the ball when Bryce isn't there. Kind of surprising to me.
Yeah, I don't think that's entirely fair because I think most people would bet on the veteran quarterback handling a shitty situation better, and we still saw at the end of the day it still was shitty. It was 8 false starts, 4 of them being on my guy, Icky. Like, it still is a bad situation.
Yeah, definitely. Bryce, you're just going to have to take your lunch for a couple years. I think people who watch Bryce play, like even again in that Saints game, like there's so many times where he's making plays that should not be there, and it's just having to consistently do that over the course of your rookie years is, I mean, you can already see it's eating at him. I'm encouraged by the Seahawks being able to run the football like this. I think they need to get back to doing that.
Either running back too. Have we ever seen compliments this perfect together? Yeah. Like we had a home run hitter in Kana, and then we got like just a smart running back coach dream, Zach Charbonnet, who just takes whatever North and South, he's allowed. Man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. dancing, no nothing. He's just a good player.
I'm just gonna go straight ahead. But like when Kenneth Walker's the key to this Seahawks season, man. Like when he can do this, everything for that offense works. And I think we briefly touched on this, Bear. And you may not agree with their process, and they clearly should have picked Carter, and those Witherspoon's pick's probably going to hop there. But they told you what they wanted to do this offseason, I feel like. And they were going to lean into, like, their coverages. They love their DBs over there ever since the Legion of Boom. Like, they just love having multiple guys that can do things. And then they're just going to say, hey, you guys got to beat us in the shootout. We're going to score 30 points a game. And they wanted to tack onto their offense, I think, this year. But when Kenneth Walker can run the football, when they can do this, and they have a chain of guy like Charbonnet, they're really hard to stop. And they obviously got the weapons on the outside. But I was very encouraged to see if they could actually run the football this week. Yeah. Steelers, Raiders, and was probably the second worst game of the slate. Any thoughts, guys?
What's the temperature over there in the Bay right now?
Comedy.
They knew what they were getting themselves into, right? Like, is there some of that? Like, they clowned on the Niners for how long over these exact same situations?
Yeah, it's just they were making fun of other people's situation. So it was like, I don't know if you guys should be doing that.
Yeah, they're slaying their Carr on his way out. And what you got in exchange for Carr is you got Derek Carr with a worse arm.
Yeah, exactly. You Devonta Adams talking about after the game. It's like, I didn't come here for this shit.
Yeah, he tried to say, I'm not going to make it about me. And then, you know, he followed up by making it about him. But I don't blame him because it's that bad. Like, he did his part. They got rid of his best friend. And he stood strong like a good little soldier. And now this guy is playing like the worst quarterback in the league. What are you supposed to say?
Mm-hmm. I think coming away from this game, feeling like offensively you couldn't stand up to the Matt Canada coach Steelers is something, man. That's absolutely incredible. Matt Canada might be the worst. That he is. That's normal. He's the worst play caller in the league. He has no idea that George Pickens is his best weapon. I think he's stunning Kenny Pickett's throat a little bit, even though I don't like Pickett that much. He doesn't 26, know
how much is he growing.
That's true. Is he going to be one of those guys who's like he's good when he's 31? You know, is he going to be one of those guys? He's almost there.
Not a big fan. Not a big fan of how Kenny played, but he played well enough. It wasn't atrocious. Didn't make me throw up. I am always worried how much better these guys are going to get. Like, he was in college forever. He stayed. He wasn't good until his extra year that he got because of COVID. So, you know, shout out to that shit that killed millions of people. It saved his career.
Najee Harris and Dylan Warren, they could not be more opposite running backs, but, like, they can't get anything going with the way these games are called and the offensive line is the talent up front. So, yeah.
Neither of them could get anything going. I think Jalen's just a little bit better because of the addition in the pass game too. But as you can see, though, when he runs between the tackles, it's not even Najee's fault because Jalen can't get going either, and he has more juice.
Yeah. If you were the Raiders, what's this offseason looking like for you? Because I think there were some people who thought they would be fake competitive this year, but, like, come on, man.
Yeah, And then when you just don't get premium talent in the draft, you're setting yourself back, bro.
Yeah. How many years in a row have they missed?
They don't have anything going for their defense. Like, their best player, obviously, is Max Crosby. Amazing player at a premium position. That is fantastic. They have not built around them yet. They don't have a defensive tackle. They went for another edge. It didn't work out. Swung and a miss. Well, we'll see. But, like, your second best player is a nickel. And then after your nickel, you don't have another good player on the entire defense.
Morig, maybe, but
I don't think so. I think they lied to us. I think Kingsborough and them lied to us.
They did. And pre-draft, I thought he was better than you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Maybe the Falcons were on to something picking Richie Grant instead of him.
Yeah, but even then, though, it's still Richie Grant, so, like, whatever. They probably should have just been looking for an entirely different position and just scrapped all of that.
Yeah.
Just they don't have any young guys on this entire team who you're excited about. Like, not
I might
not a
say that they have the bleakest future. It's them and the Broncos, and I go back and forth. I think the Broncos look more like a laughingstock because of how they have gone about it. But the Raiders don't have anything going for them unless they get a top five, top three pick. And I think that they wanted to. I heard from somebody who's pretty reliable when it comes to Raiders stuff that the GM himself pretty much said every word but tanking. Like, that's what they were going to do. I think when Max Crosby came out and said that I'm tired of losing shit, they wanted to win. And they looked fake okay when they beat the Broncos. But, yeah, they're going to regret that win later in the season.
I agree. I think the only difference between the Raiders and the Broncos is the Broncos know they suck. And so, the Raiders know they suck. And so they didn't go out here and try to get Russell Wilson and Sean Payton and give up future assets, which you cannot do when you don't have young talent. There's nothing positive about this team outside of Max Crosby. And then, you know, how many more years is he? They're probably going to keep him. He's a premium player, but it's like,
oh, yeah, no. He's young, too. They just gave him his money. He's 25.
Yeah, no.
But, like, if this team had a fire sale, outside of Tay, like, who are y'all calling for? Who are y'all calling for? Like, as a fan of another team, like, is there anybody you would pluck off their team? I guess you, Josh Jacobs, even though I don't like Josh Jacobs, he would just kind of compliment Rashad.
Yeah, no, I personally wouldn't. If I'm going to go get a running back, you have to have burst. And it just that's not Josh Jacobs. I might call about Colton Miller, but that
– Oh, yeah, that's a good one. It's so funny that, like, he started off rough for them. And then he's, like, as he gets better – everybody else he's paired with gets worse. Like, all four of the other guys just get worse.
Oh, incredible.
So, James, so you giving up a first for Colton Miller?
No, I'm not. Based on what we need, I wouldn't do it. No,
I said Saints.
Oh, Saints.
Left tackle. You give up a first for Colton?
I definitely would if I was the Saints. Like, shit.
I give him that second.
You give him that second?
That Broncos second.
I get it, though.
They need everything though. Like they're gonna go into another draft where it's actually crazy though, because they have been so talent deficient that when they go into these drafts, they don't have needs. Everything's a need. So they should be getting a good player every time, and they just still miss somehow, some way.
That's why when we all pretty much kind of suspected they wasn't gonna get Jalen. Gonzo was the pick. I don't care.
Yeah, you asked their fan base, Gonzo's the pick. Luckily for them, they didn't have the opportunity to pick Paris and then, like, didn't take him. Like, at least they know they could sleep at night knowing that they couldn't take Paris, because he would have went crazy for them, too. He's playing amazing on the right side. You could have had Colton on the left, Paris on the right. That would have been special.
Yeah. I mean, so you could have had the I can't remember his name right now, the Bears kid, too.
I haven't seen enough from him, and it's, like, it's not even fair to assess that team. That team's got to – the whole tape in that team got to go in the garbage. QB school is going to have to learn that, too. Stop evaluating that tape. We don't see it.
They could have they could have picked so many guys. Brissett would have been amazing.
I get why people were scared of Brissett. I don't get why Brissett fell to the Saints, but I get why people were scared of Brissett in the top 10, top 15.
Yeah, definitely.
His injuries were too scary.
Picking a tweener end who hasn't flashed almost a month in is just it's definitely bleak for him.
Yeah, I get though he was injured coming into the season, so he missed most of training camp. So it makes sense that he'll come on slow. But you don't like when a player is older than most of the people he's getting drafted with, and he's still viewed as a project. It's just a horrible combination.
Yeah, we were talking to Kings. They were talking about viewing him more as like an inside guy, which I
thought was and that makes it even worse, because just fucking draft Jalen Carter and say fuck it. Then like you cannot draft an inside guy no matter what. You have to go a different direction. You have to tell yourself, oh, we wanted an edge to pair with Max Crosby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think the last game that we haven't talked about was that Colts-Ravens game. Any takeaway, guys?
Shane Steichen's really good. Really good.
Yeah.
I like offensive play callers. I think I'm worried about that one a little bit. I think Brian Johnson showed some improvements. But, like, when we lost Frank Reich to the Colts, everybody made a big deal out of it. And it was just like, no. Like, this was Doug Peterson's offense. Doug Peterson, called majority of the plays anyway. Not worried at all. With Steichen, though, you clearly see his genius was heavily involved, and he's already looking the part, whether it's with A. Rich, who I thought was QB1 after week one. Now it's Stroud, clearly. But, I think that team has a bright future, even though they have a pillhead of a owner.
Yep. A drunk, too.
A pillhead, a drunk. He probably does some other shit. Like, he probably caused some things. Zach Moss has been impressive to me. Obviously, I think running back mainly is situation and stuff. But, he's costed Jonathan Taylor some money, man. Like, they really should just, like, we got to move on from JT. Let him earn his money elsewhere. Let's get something for him. I think they might consider that now, seeing how this team is playing without JT and Zach Moss specifically.
Michael Pittman had arguably the catch of the year. That was incredible. Yeah.
I think he's actually good, man. He's not my type of receiver, but he's good.
Yeah.
He's
good.
You don't really like these 6'5" Mike Evans types.
No, yeah, no, because because it's a risky ball to throw. Like, sure, they can win it, but I'd rather just throw to an open guy. Like, in an efficient offense, it just feels safer, because then you end up like Stafford. Like, I've seen Stafford play with Calvin Johnson. People kind of, like, we love Calvin Johnson. He's, like, one of the best talents we've ever seen. It wasn't super efficient to throw to him always. Like, you were only completing, like, 60% at best of your passes, while other guys were getting closer to 70 or even higher than that.
Yeah, because part of that is that you do throw them impossible balls to catch. It's because they're just physically gifted. You know, they're 6'5", no one can jump with them, which is an inefficient play. I get that. But
I want that to be your two. I want that to be like a get-out-of-jail-free, like a prayer, like when you're really stuck. Like, I want I want a different type. Like, shout out to Bear. I like Chris Olave as being that guy. I don't like T. Higgins.
Mm-hmm. Ravens side of the ball. Any what an insane no call at the end of the game that was. But, like, you know, you're playing a bad Colts team. I'm not going to post you bail because the refs hold you at the end. You have to look better than that. And part of that is that they have a score and a half long list of guys who are already hurt, which just feels like that's the story of the Ravens for the last 5 years. But you have to be able to win a game like that.
Yeah. That injury list is crazy. New offensive coordinator, so they already going to come on slow. Lamar's in like, he's played good and looked mediocre at the same time.
Yeah, he just doesn't put together, like the issue with Lamar is he won't have back-to-back good games, but, like, sometimes it looks like he's just not having back-to-back good quarters. It's like good, bad, good, bad, good, bad, and that's, like, how his games go. Obviously, we still all love Lamar, but, like, he hasn't, like, put himself back in that, you know, arguably the best quarterback outside of Patrick Mahomes type of talk.
Yeah, but, again, I'll chalk it up to new offensive coordinator.
Odell out.
But, like, he doesn't look like he looks like Lamar still. Like, you know what I mean?
Like, I think when they hired Monken, it was gonna fix things, not immediately. Like, I feel like Monken, if you plugged in Monken with a Justin Herbert, you would see it worked right away, just because that's just the type of quarterback that Justin Herbert is. Whereas Lamar is just, you always feel like there's going to be some growing pains with adjusting to this new style of play.
Yeah. And Lamar's, obviously, Justin Herbert's unlike anything we've ever seen. Like, but Lamar literally was as far as you can't not use Lamar's best assets. And I feel like they're not finding out how to use his legs and stuff. People use that as, like, something against him. No, he's unstoppable if you use his legs. Like, every quarterback can be stopped. Patrick Mahomes can be, like, at least contained and stuff. But when you run like Lamar, you literally cannot be stopped. It's a numbers game.
I will say, though, he looks good in the dropback game.
No, Lamar can throw. That's always been
He looks,
right?
People
talk about Lamar like you talk about Justin Fields, like the way people have been discussing Lamar Jackson. Like, Justin Fields actually cannot play the quarterback position. Lamar can. He can throw. But, like Paul was saying, like, you can't have him play with one hand behind his back. The thing that makes him special, the thing that makes his Ravens team go, is the fact that when all this breaks loose, I can call a QB run for Lamar and we can get a first down on 3rd and 7, you know?
Runs a 4-3, man. He can get to that first down without being touched.
Yeah, exactly.
Down and slide.
But yeah, I think they're going to be fine. I don't know if they're going to be healthy, but they'll be
fine. That's why I don't think they're going to be fine. I don't think it's really their fault, but that – I felt like they had that Chargers vibe going into the season, though. Like, they lost I was complaining, like, it wasn't a big deal at the time, but Rocky Sin missed all camp. He got back, he missed all camp. Marlon Humphrey now, once Rocky Sin gets back, Marlon Humphrey out for an extended period of time. Like, it just started off the season horribly for them.
Yeah, starting off the season with injuries is always tough. They can never get the ball rolling down the hill.
Everybody's going to get hurt in football. Like, that's a real thing. Like, you're always going to have injuries. You never want to start the season already dealing with that.
Mm-hmm. I think we already touched on this Lions Falcons game, right?
Yeah, for the most part. Arthur Smith really is a bozo. Just use Bijan, man. Even if you're down, just use Bijan. Never go away from Bijan. He's your best player, really clearly.
What would it take to get Kyle Pitts off this team?
Like a second and that's it, maybe?
Like a two. Like, I would I would easily give him two to have Kyle Pitts on the Buccaneers, man. Like they have no idea what they have this guy, man. Like, Jesus. He's breaking down safeties to the ground and they just won't throw the ball.
It's division, so it won't happen, but I kind of feel like the Saints might be a perfect spot because I think him and Olave complement each other perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Dolphins, they're going to be testing that tight end market.
Yeah, I think they need somebody that can block for sure, though. Like, if Brock was possible, that'd be crazy. Yeah. But just somebody that could block would be so perfect for them.
Yep. All right. Any of the hot takes, any week 4 predictions, anything for y'all?
We play the Commanders. We will sack Sam Howell no less than 6 times. No less than 6 times.
Wow. No less than 6. They even defend himself when you hear this, man.
Nah, he might pick a higher number. We sacked Carson Wentz 9 times last year in the week 3 game, I think it was. And now we play them in week 4.
Wow.
Bucks Saints, Bear. Any thoughts? Coming up is a big rivalry, man.
I got to see what's up with the quarterback position.
When are y'all going to preview that game?
When is it in the coming days? Probably either. Well, you want to do that tomorrow, Bear, or Thursday?
Wait until the quarterback position is completely announced.
Yeah. I would say right now, if if Jameis is playing, we will win the game. And if Derek Carr is playing, we will win the game.
Ah.
Wow. Wow.
I am – all right. I'm, like, a little weird on the Saints because I haven't known where to put them. I'm, like, I thought they were winning the division. I still think they're winning the division.
I'm a little weird on them, too.
Yeah, I need to see more now because y'all played the Panthers a little bit too close for how bad the Panthers look. So I need to see y'all, like, win a good game. The Packers game, 17-0, looked like that was going to be the game. I was like, oh, this is actually a pretty good team. And then y'all did that. I get the Carr aspect, but, like, year 2 through 53 got to be better than that, though.
Yeah. Agree. So,
what was the other W y'all picked up? It was Panthers, and y'all just played the Packers. Who else did y'all beat?
What's the other team?
Why am I from drawing a blank?
Swear to God, who did they beat, bro? Swear to God.
The Titans. It was victory. Defensive front looked insane, but like we're learning another thing. Like it's so early in the year. Titans offensive line still probably the worst in the league. Like you guys picked on them, so yeah, I'm waiting to see.
I think the Bucs game
is a good one.
I do still like our front though.
Definitely.
They caused the pick early. That's the reason why we were up, man. Our defense because they were fresh. Even if we weren't finishing the drive like scoring, our offense was on the field enough that the defense could get a breather. So you know when they got back on the field, it was nothing.
First time in a while, I feel like y'all actually have a rotation, though. Like, you finally put Frosky in. He's finally playing football now, and you actually have a rotation. You're not relying on the same four guys all the time. Yeah. Do you feel like that y'all could have kept Onyemata? Because he's playing good ball. Do you feel like that matters at all, or are you just too happy with Brissy and Saunders?
I like our interior. But, yeah, him and Kaden especially, Kaden's playing crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all really are a factory of defensive players, though.
Like, yeah, we do. We draft well.
It's scary because you know you see Bill Belichick. You saw Brad Stevens in basketball. These guys look like factories, and then they leave and they don't do shit. But with the Saints, y'all literally just they leave and they're good players. Y'all just produce that many good players,
and that's historically literally since 2005.
Oh, we just saw Trey Henderson win a game himself.
Yep. Even with like players like Kenny Vaccaro left, he was still a decent player for a while. Like, I mean, Malcolm Jenkins, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So
I didn't see I only watched like week two of defensive snaps for the Panthers, but Von Bell was looking good.
He's still
over the league right now. Hopefully maybe one day Zach Bond will become one of those players. We'll see.
He's been playing well though. I know.
Did you find a position for him? Like, you got a role?
He's kind of playing that Sam. I mean, he is the Sam, but like he's that. You know what I mean? Like, we send him, like second and longs. We send him. Like, we haven't put him like hand in the dirt yet.
Yeah, I like.
But it's hard to with our rotation.
I don't respect Sam linebackers, but like the true Sam linebackers,
the true ones, like
Hassan. They only rush sometimes, but Hassan is literally an edge rusher that we call a Sam because every time he's actually playing a Sam, we're going five down and we're running. Like, they just it's really three IDLs and two edges, but they just call it a Sam. I guess that's what Bond might be more fitted for. But
yeah, that's what that's his natural fit.
Yeah. That's it for that.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Well, thank you for stopping by, Paul. Another episode of the Deep Thirds Podcast. Appreciate y'all. We out.
We out.